Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from Andrea's office. I didn't want her to have to do too much work to record today's video, so instead of making her go to one of these other remote spots or even my office today, we're doing it in her office, and I'm sitting in one of her chairs. It's pretty comfy. So when you're in the area, I recommend coming on down and popping a squat. Do they even say that? Anyway, I'm sure she'd love you to stop by and sit down and have a visit. This weekend, we had surprise visitors at our house. I mean, they didn't show up totally unannounced, but old friends called on Saturday night to say they were going to be in the area Sunday night and spent the night with us. It was a very welcome surprise. It was great to see them. It had been a while since we had seen them. These are friends we've had for 20 years since our time in seminary together. And we were just happy that they reached out. They didn't assume it'd be a burden to have them come and spend the night. They knew that they would be welcome. And while we didn't get to spend enough time together, there's never enough time, it was great to reconnect and share a meal together and drink a cup of coffee in the morning together and just visit. And it was fantastic. And it made me think about how important those relationships are and hospitality and being open to receiving folks, especially old friends, maybe even new friends. We have friend who's actually getting ready to move out of the area. So we were with old friends on Saturday or Sunday night, and then Monday night we went to dinner with a newer, I mean, not real new friend, but a friend from more recently who's getting ready to move out of the area and already talking about making plans to see each other even after she moves and what that might entail and so forth, and planning to maintain that relationship even when she's moved out of the area. The importance of friendship and those relationships and hospitality. She's even made sure to move into a place that has room for guests. Again, anticipating extending hospitality. Here in the church, I often hear people ask, what happened to so-and-so or so-and-so? And typically my response, sometimes I know, sometimes I don't, sometimes I know and can share, sometimes it's best if I don't. I always encourage folks to reach out to the people they miss so that they know that they're remembered, so that they know that they are missed. Reach out, not just to tell them that they should be in worship on a Sunday, but that you miss seeing them. Offer to bring them a meal, offer to meet them for coffee, to do something. Are there people in other parts of your life who you miss? We have some other friends who we've known for 30 years that we keep exchanging messages with. We've got to get together. We've got to get together. And it still hasn't happened, but we're committed to someday finding the day and the time and the place somewhere in between to reconnect. Who are you missing today? Who haven't you seen for a while who you want to reach out to and let them know that they are remembered? And that you miss them and are looking to reconnect. That's my encouragement to you today, is to don't let that go by the wayside, but actually follow through. Maybe even make a list of folks that you're missing and plan to call or text or send a note to them periodically or for the next few days. It's been good spending a little bit of time with me. Thanks for remembering to connect with me on this Hump Day Hallelujah, and I look forward to seeing you next week or maybe even seeing you in worship on Sunday. Take care.